ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 5, Text Number 30. So I'll read 28 and 29. They don't have any, they're very short purports. And then we'll stand 28 says, O son of Sukacharya, Hiranyakashipu, spiritual master said, O enemy of King Indra, O king, whatever your son Pallad has said was not taught by me, or anyone else. This is the son of Sukacharya, teachers of Pallad Maharaj. He spontaneous devotional service had naturally developed in him. Therefore, please give up your anger and do not unnecessarily accuse us. It's not good to insult a Brahmin in this way. Text 29, Sri Narada Muni continued, when Hiranyakashipu received this reply from the teachers, he again addressed his son Pallad. Hiranyakashipu said, you rascal, most fallen of our family, if you not received this education from your teachers, where have you got it? Purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that devotional service is actually bhajra sati, not abhajra sati. In other words, knowledge of devotional service can neither be inauspicious nor contrary to etiquette. To learn devotional service is duty to everyone. Therefore, the spontaneous education of Pallad Maharaj is supported as auspicious and perfect. Text number 30. Does it sound clear? Everybody can hear? Sri Pallad Uvacha Atirna Krishna Pata Svatova Mato Abhi Yata Griha Varantam Ananda Gobir Vijitam Vitam Isram Puna Puna Shavita Shavitaram. Word for word. Sri Pallad Uvacha. Pallad Maharaj said. Mati. Inclination. Na. Never. Krishna unto Lord Krishna. Pratama. From the instructions of others. Svata. From their own understanding. Ma. Either. Mita. From kind effort. Abhibe. Pajyatyeta is developed. Vihavratam. A person is too addicted to materialistic life. Bali conception of life. Adanta. Uncontrolled. Fubir. By the senses. Vishantam, entering. Tamizram, Dalish life. Puna, again. Puna, again. Javita, things already chewed. Charvananam. Puna puna savita charvananam. So is this too much feedback, right? Is this clear? Sound is clear? No. We have a sound man here. Anybody can adjust the sound? No, he doesn't know. Does anybody know how to adjust the sound? It's not clear, it's too loud. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chewed that which has already been chewed. Their inclination toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by the combination of both. It's still too loud, right? It's okay? Okay, it says okay. So this is a two-page purport. And so I'll read the first paragraph and then the second paragraph and speak about both of them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the verse, the words Matir Na Krishne refers to devotional service rendered to Krishna. So-called politicians, erudite scholars, and philosophers who read Bhagavad Gita try to twist some meaning from it to suit their material purposes. But their misunderstanding of Krishna will not yield them any profit, because such politicians, philosophers, and scholars are interested in using Bhagavad Gita as a vehicle for adjusting things materially. For them, constant thought of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is impossible. Atir Na Krishna. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 18:55, Bhaktyamam Abhijananti. Only through devotional service can one understand Krishna as he is. The so-called politicians and scholars think of Krishna as fictitious. The politicians say his Krishna is different from the Krishna depicted in Bhagavad Gita. Even though he accepts Krishna and Rama as the supreme, he thinks Rama and Krishna as impersonal because he has no idea of service to Krishna. Thus his only business is puna punas charvita charvananam, chewing the chewed again and again. The aim of such politicians, academic scholars, is to enjoy the material world with their bodily senses. Therefore, it's clearly stated here that those who are griha vrata, whose only aim is to live comfortably with the body in the material world, cannot understand Krishna. The two expressions, griha vrata and charvita charvananam, indicate the materialist persons try to enjoy sense gratification in different bodily forms, life after life, but still unsatisfied. In the name of personalism, thisism, or thatism, such persons always remain attached to the materialistic way of life. The Bhagavad Gita says, 244, Yogaisharam prasaknam chaputa chetasam yamika buddhir samsiddho navijate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Those who are attached to material enjoyment cannot be fixed in devotional service to the Lord. They cannot understand Bhagavan, Krishna, for his instructions, Bhagavad Gita. Adanda Gobir Vishadam Samajram. Their path actually leads to a hellish life. Now, Vishnu Badaya, Krishna Bhastaya Bhutale, Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamani, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani, Vishani Navasesha Shunyavadi, Paskachade Satani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Adraita Gurudhar, Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation once again. Because there are uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclination toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or a combination of both. So Srila Prabhupada did lecture on this verse one time in Mauritius in 1975. And he started out his lecture by saying that the Satya Yuga people were mostly 100% Krishna conscious, and then in Treta Yuga people became less Krishna conscious, and in Dwapara Yuga still less. So because we're 100%, 75%, 50%, in Kali Yuga 25% are next to nothing. So this verse is describing the condition of Kali Yuga, mentality of people in Kali Yuga. Vlad Maharaj was asked by his father, "You rascal, most fallen of our family, if you have not received this education from teachers, where have you gotten it?" Vlad Maharaj didn't answer that question, but he just laughed at his father's crooked words. And he said, "Such persons like you, Rani Kashipu, think of Krishna. Thinking of Krishna does not arise in you by your guru or by your own efforts. Bhakti does not arise in his father, Rani Kashipu, because he does not have the dust of the feet of devotees." And this will be described in the next verse. So, and Srila Prabhupada had an interview with some reporter or some television program. The reporter said to Srila Prabhupada, "What would happen if the whole world became Krishna conscious?" And Prabhupada said to the man something unexpected. He said, "Don't worry, you'll never become Krishna conscious." So this is what it's describing here. People, materialistic people, can never become Krishna conscious by their own efforts or by the efforts of others or a combination of both. And it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, these kind of people are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. You see in Vrindavan, the hogs and dogs live in the street and simply eat stool, garbage. And they enjoy that. But that is because they have a body for that reason. And the camel, he chews thorns and they cut his tongue and then blood comes out. And he tastes that blood and he thinks he's enjoying life. And the asses, we don't see too many, but they're still around. They carry a heavy load all day just to get a little grass. They're walking down the street and there's grass, or used to be grass on the side of the roads. Now everything's paved, but just to get a little grass, the ass carries a heavy load. And then he goes to have sex life with she ass, and she kicks him in the face. So this is the material world material life. But the Bhagavad Gita gives many such explanations of different kinds of people in this world. And Queen Kunti says, Samaishwara Shuta Sribir Edamana Madakumam Naivarti Abhi Datumba Tamakinchana Gochura. My dear Lord, your lordship can easily be approached not only by those who are materially exhausted, one who is on the path of material progress, trying to prove himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feelings. And the Bhagavad Gita also says, those who are bewildered are attached to demoniac and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, the fruit of activity, the culture of knowledge, are all defeated. So, many verses are describing the difference between those, the householders, and those materialistic persons and devotees. It says, those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many subjects for hearing. The lifetime of such envious householders is passed at night, either sleeping or such indulgence, in the daytime, either making money and maintaining family members. Persons devoid of atma-tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, but too attached to defilable souls, the body, children, wife, although sufficiently experienced, do not see their inevitable destruction. So Sukadeva Goswami became a devotee. He would go to the householders in the morning and only stay long enough to milk the cow. Because householders are considered to be poor-hearted, which means householders think that their household business or maintaining family is their first business and spiritual life is their second business. So Sukadeva Goswami would go and preach to the householders, or the sadhus would preach to the householders about the real purpose of life is to not to stay in the material world, to get out of the material world, perform devotional service. So this is called poor-hearted. Grihastha generally, they become so attached to family members and household life that their devotional service goes down. Someone's a brahmachari, lives in the ashram, comes to all the programs, has good sadhana. But they think, the brahmachari thinks that grihastha life will be better for me. The Prabhupada says for the grihasthas, advancement is very slow or next to nil. The grihastha moves out of the brahmachari ashram, stops, his sadhana goes down, and his attendance in the morning program becomes less and less, and he has to work more and more, and his japa suffers, and everything. Both the husband and wife have great trouble practicing Krishna consciousness. Which may not be in all cases, but most cases. Especially in Western countries where people, householders, are not supported by the temple and don't get family maintenance. So they have to work 9 to 5 every day. They have to go to work in the morning, come back at night, and it's very difficult to even chant 16 rounds and follow the principles. But for devotees, brahmachari is a much easier life. So if the brahmachari is thinking about getting married, You can take a survey and go to all the householders, at least five of them, and ask them if they're happy in household life. If any of them say yes, then you can think about getting married. In most cases, they'll say no. So it is an ashram, grihastha ashram, but it's entangling. Children, wife, need so many things, so much paraphernalia. And here it said, it's like chewing the chew, or the to try to get some enjoyment into your world is not possible. And Srila Prabhupada's favorite song was Hari Hari or Bipale Jamaguna Nai. Krishna Gornitai, Krishna Bhavaraya Shamasundar Kija. The Prabhupada's favorite song was Hari Hari Bipale Jamaguna Nai. And that means that having not worshipped Radha and Krishna, I am willingly drinking poison. And Lord Chaitanya informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, for a person seriously desiring to cross the material ocean, engage in transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist, engage in sense gratification, and seeing a woman and similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. So Prabhupada makes different points here in his purport. He talks about the politicians, philosophers, and scholars. Using Bhagavad Gita as a vehicle for adjusting things materially. And they think that Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna is another Krishna. One time in Parliament, in India, in Parliament, they wanted to make a law and declaring that Lord Ram never existed. But it didn't pass. The Prabhupada says they are commenting and writing Bhagavad Gita books, but why they're sticking their nose in other people's business? Someone who's materially motivated cannot understand the Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti Mama Janati. Bhagavad Gita can only be understood by devotional service. And Krishna can only be understood by devotional service. But the politicians, philosophers, they may give some lip service. They may understand that Krishna is the supreme. But here Prabhupada says they are, most of them are Mayavadis. And even though they accept Krishna and Rama, they have an impersonal conception and no idea of devotional service to Krishna. So their only business is chewing the chew. So you take some sugar cane and you chew it for some time, you get a very sweet taste. But then you chew it for a time and it loses the sweet taste, you spit it out. And then sometime you come back and you try to chew it again, there won't be any taste. So yesterday the devotee was from France. Prabhupada noticed that even the people, old men, 75 years old, were going to the nightclubs, still trying to enjoy. This is called chewing the chew. And Prabhupada had a conversation with this Cardinal Dayalu and that it was found that the cardinal died in the house of a prostitute. He was over 70 years old. So in France, all the countries in the world, especially sense verification is very prominent. And they think this Krishna consciousness movement, in France they call this the dangerous sect. That means that we're something different than the ordinary mainline people. They said we were a dangerous sect. They thought we were dangerous. And they were giving trouble to devotees. These were the so-called people in the church. But now they don't give us trouble anymore. That stopped. So we can do Harinam, do book distribute, preach, everything. But still the case is, there's always be these two kinds of people in the world. The demons and the devotees. So the politicians and the scholars and the philosophers who don't know anything about devotional service, they have this demoniac mentality or this envious nature, and they can't accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because they don't have any sadhana, they don't perform devotional service. It says that even the best-dressed man, you cannot understand the mind of a best-dressed man until he speaks. And as soon as he speaks, then you can understand that he's a fool. The scientists say, perhaps, maybe, and in the future, and then they get a Nobel Prize. But they're only speculating. And the venomous snake is envious person like Hiranyakashipu, too much is more difficult to control than a venomous snake. A venomous snake can be controlled by mantra, but an envious demonic person can't be controlled by any means. If you try to give good instruction to an envious person, he just becomes angry, more and more angry. In Poland, they do a festival. They go to many places in Poland and put on this beautiful festival, kirtan, drama, so many things. And the majority of the people love it. But one place, the mayor liked our program, but the person who was second to the mayor didn't like our program, so he's canceled our permission to have our program. And he went to the mayor and said, these people are a nuisance, they shouldn't be here, we should kick them out. But the mayor, when he heard that they canceled our program, he told the man, you give them back their program and stop all this foolishness. So that man was envious and couldn't appreciate Krishna consciousness. But the mayor did appreciate it. So we did have our program. So it's always like that. There are always different kinds of people in the world who will be envious of devotees and who will give trouble to devotees, even though there's no reason to give trouble to devotees. Because devotees are, we have Rath Yatra, we have so many festivals. Devotees are happy and joyful, peaceful. But when we approach people, materialistic people, ask them to take a book and give a donation, they say, why don't you get a job? They think we're beggars. But we say, then why don't you join us? We live a simple life. We have so much. We have all our necessities of life. We're not in need of anything. But they're envious and they can't understand how one can live without working hard day and night just to maintain the family, just to have a little sense gratification. It's called chewing the chewed. So These people are can never be swayed to devotion to Krishna consciousness, or practically never. Even the parents of devotees refuse to accept Krishna consciousness. Sometimes they will cut the devotees out of the will, or they would never wouldn't speak to their children anymore because they couldn't accept the fact that the child gave up sex life, gave up intoxication, gave up meat eating, gave up gambling. And they said, think that we're not normal. So the parents, they say, why? They come and complain, you've taken our child, he was so nice, he was a drug addict, a woman hunter, and addicted to so many simple activities. He's not doing those things anymore, so he's not normal. We want our child to be normal like everyone else. So it's the just the opposite. They say we are crazy, but they say who's crazy? So in the material world, everyone is crazy because they're running very fast on the highways to go to work, get money, to have sense gratification. That sense gratification is like putting fuel on the fire. Lust, greed, and anger, three gates to hell. When you try to put out a fire, if you pour more kerosene on the fire, more gasoline on the fire, it doesn't go out, it just burns more and more. So the more people try to enjoy their senses, the more the lust in the heart increases. They're never satisfied, even up to the old age. But different for devotees. Devotees are happy to accept old age because material desires, material sense gratification becomes less and less prominent. When you get old, your body becomes wrinkled. It's like an old car. When you have an old car, you gotta keep replacing the parts and they keep breaking down. So many things have to be done. So old age means the same thing. And the human being, the living entity, goes through six kinds of changes. We take birth, we grow, we stay for some time, we reproduce, then we dwindle, decay, and vanish or die. So this is everyone subject to these changes. We have the changing body exhibit in across from Prabhupada Samadhi, which shows how the soul is going from boyhood to youth to old age, then time of death. They think there's nothing after death. The life is just a combination of chemicals. You grow up, get old, and die, and that's it. You're finished. But the soul is so active in the body throughout life, it doesn't make sense that the soul all of a sudden becomes inactive. And Bhagavad Gita says that the soul, the conditioned soul, the living entity, transmigrates from one body to another as the air carries the aroma. But sometimes the aroma in Vrindavan is not very nice. And sometimes you go to where they're growing flowers and the aroma smells good. But you can't see it, it's subtle. So in the same way, when the soul passes from the body, it cannot be perceived, you can't see it. But it doesn't mean it doesn't take place. So it's a misunderstanding to think that there's nothing at the end of life. So eat, drink, and be merry, because you're not responsible for anything. But that's not the true meaning. According to one's karma, whatever you do in this life, then you have to suffer in next life. People performing abortion, they think it's legal. Abortion's legal nowadays. So they're killing the baby in the womb. And for that activity, they will never see the light of day. For as many abortions as the doctor performs, he'll take birth in the womb and die in the womb and never see the light of day for that sinful activity. So this is going on but people are ignorant to these facts. So we're trying to spread this Krishna consciousness by educating people in about these things. And so I'll read the rest of the purport. As confirmed by Vasudev, Mat Sevam Guram Ahur Vimukti, Mamas try to understand Krishna by serving a devotee. The word Mahat refers to a devotee. Mahatmanas tu mam partha, daivim prakriti maashritaha, bhajantiyanaya manaso, gyatva bhutadim avyayam. Hosana Prita, those who are not deluded, great souls, under the protection of divine nature, they fully engage in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. A Mahatma is one who constantly engages in devotional service 24 hours a day, as explained in the following verses. Unless one adheres to a great personality, one cannot understand Krishna. Rani Kashipu wanted to know where Prahlad had gotten his Krishna consciousness. Who has taught him? Prahlad sarcastically replied, "My dear father, persons like you never understand Krishna. One can understand Krishna only by serving a Mahatma, a great soul. Those who try to adjust to material conditions are said to be chewing the chew. No one has been able to adjust material conditions, but life after life, generation after generation, people try and repeatedly fail. Unless one is properly trained by a Mahatma, or an unalloyed devotee of the Lord, there's no possibility of one's understanding Krishna and his devotees." Well, we meet many people, and we do Sankirtan book distribution, and we try to give them a book. We meet many people, and they say, "Oh, I know Bhagavad Gita, I know Krishna, and I don't need your book." But the real fact is, they don't know Krishna, they don't know Bhagavad Gita. And some of the people claim to be Brahmins, they show you their Brahmin thread, but you ask them, what's your occupation? And they say, I'm a engineer, or I'm a doctor, or I'm this and that. That's the occupation of Sudra. So in Kali Yuga, Kalo Sudra Sambhava, everybody's less than Sudra. And on our own effort, you cannot know Krishna by your own effort. No matter how much you try, you must get the mercy. Guru Krishna Prasadi by Bhakti Lata Beach. You must get the mercy of a pure devotee. Even to go see an important man, you can't just walk in his office. You have to go through the secretary and take an appointment. So the same way, no one can say, "I know Krishna." Even Lord Brahma says, anybody says they know anything about Krishna, all I can say is that I don't know anything about Krishna. Even Lord Brahma, who is four-headed Brahma, the most intelligent person in the universe, says he doesn't know anything about Krishna. So people can give lip service, say, "I know Krishna and I love Krishna." But we know the real truth, that Krishna and Krishna consciousness, to be successful in Krishna consciousness, you have to get the mercy of pure devotees. Yasha prasada, Bhagavat prasada, Yasha prasada, Narakindra Gopi. Without the pleasing the spiritual master, you cannot please Krishna. Without pleasing Krishna, you cannot please the spiritual master. So the duty of the spiritual master, Lord Vasudev told his sons that one should not become a mother, a father, a husband, a spiritual master, a worshipful demigod, unless he can take his dependence back to Godhead. So it's the duty of the spiritual master to become Krishna conscious and take his disciples back to Godhead. So the third offense of the holy name is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master and consider him an ordinary man. Many people met Srila Prabhupada and criticized him in so many ways and thought he was an ordinary man. But we know that that was not a fact. And then we know by Prabhupada's example and Prabhupada's lifestyle and Prabhupada's contribution by translating and purporting so many books that he was a Mahatma, that he was a great soul. Sometimes they label people like Mahatma Gandhi. They say he was a Mahatma. But he didn't really have the qualifications of a Mahatma. And he got in trouble, and they warned him, don't go to this meeting, it's dangerous. But then he got shot by his own countrymen. And Prabhupada tried to communicate with Mahatma Gandhi and said, now you've got so much fame and name and fame, you should preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. But I don't know if he ever got that. There was a letter he sent to Mahatma Gandhi. I don't know if he ever got that. But he didn't preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. So some people in this world are only concerned about their own welfare. So they go to the Mayas, perform austerities and penance. But the Vaishnavas are not Bhajanandis. The Bhajanandis, people in Vrindavan, Radhakun, think that there's no need to preach or spread Krishna consciousness. That they only need to work or worry about their own bhajan. But Prahlad Maharaj, later on, he will say that I'm not like those kind of people who are only interested in their own welfare, but I'm interested in the welfare of all the people and in all the world. And one Vasudeva, Lord Chaitanya, met one of his devotees, Vasudeva. He said to Lord Chaitanya, you kindly give me the sinful activities of all the people in this universe so they can go back to Godhead. This is a sign of compassion. He always has compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. He doesn't like to see people suffering in the material world. But Lord Chaitanya replied, that is not a difficult job. I can take all the souls back to Godhead. You don't have to suffer reaction for all their sins. It's like one mustard seed. There are so many universes in this world. And it's like taking one mustard seed out of a bag of mustard seeds. Even if one universe goes back to Godhead, it will not be missed. So he said that this man, Vasudeva, was more compassionate than even Lord Jesus Christ. Because Lord Jesus Christ only delivered his disciples, but not the whole world. So Srila Prabhupada, a.k.a. Guru Nandanan, he took the order of his spiritual masters, his life and soul. With one point of attention, he decided to leave Vrindavan at the age of 70, to come by boat, which was not an easy thing, 35 days on a cargo ship, suffered two heart attacks, came alone, he had no money, he had 40 rupees in his pocket, which was given to him by his son before he got on the boat, which is worth nothing in America. 40 rupees is a, you know, you can't buy anything. Well, that's eight. At that time it was $8. You can hardly buy anything with $8. But Prabhupada did sell a set of Bhagavatams to the captain on the ship and got $20. But still he went to the America penniless, no followers, no contacts, but still to out of compassion, to save the fallen souls, to follow the instructions of his Guru Maharaj. Bhaktisiddhanta ordered him, you go to the English-speaking world and preach Krishna consciousness. It was also predicted in his childhood that Prabhupada, at the age of 70, would open 108 temples. So it was Lord Chaitanya's desire also that this holy name, chanting Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, will be spread in every town and village. And this Vaishnav, that means Vaishnavism. Some people say that you have to be born in a Brahmin family, but Prabhupada defeated that argument. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam all say that it is not birth. It says even if one is born in a family of a dog eater, if he has the qualifications of a Vaishnav, he should be considered a devotee of Krishna. So they criticized Prabhupada for making Western people Brahmins and sannyasis. If someone's in the shower, you don't say, you know, why are you dirty? Because he's in the shower, he's trying to get clean. Of course, we're coming from low-class backgrounds, but we're still trying to purify ourselves, become qualified Brahmins. So Prabhupada made people Brahmins, installed the deities of Radha Krishna in so many places, made people Brahmins to worship the deities, and set a high standard for deity worship. Only Brahmins, second initiated people, can worship the deity and cook for the deities. But people who don't have second initiation can do other services. But still, Brahmin is not higher than a Brahmin is a Vaishnav. Brahmin, one may have all the Brahmin minical qualifications, but if he's not a Vaishnav, if he's not a devotee of Krishna, he can't do any good for himself. He can't deliver his family, he can't even deliver himself. But if someone becomes a Vaishnav, then he can deliver not only himself, but he can deliver his whole family. Like Balaram Maharaj says, 21 generations, past and future, got liberated just because he became was a pure devotee. So Balaram Maharaj didn't answer the question where he got this information, how he became a devotee, but that will be described in later chapters. And Balaram Maharaj instructs his playmates, and when Balaram Maharaj his playmates ask him where he got this information, then he tells them that he heard from Narada Muni when he was in the womb. So he also did not go directly to Krishna, but he got the mercy of a pure devotee, Narada Muni, and so he also became a pure devotee. So there's many other things to be said about this purport. The time is short, time is up. Now I can't answer any questions, but those of you who are awake can see me later if you have any questions. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Brahmanandaya.